237.
Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You get to control the content, not just of the phone call that you make, but also the website itself. You can submit different items to it. Those items could be YouTube videos, news items, blog posts, whatever it is online you find that you think's interesting. So long as it's not spam, it'll end up on our website, and then it can be voted upon by our other listeners, by you. You get to vote things up and vote them down if you like or dislike them. And the most liked will make it to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump right back into your calls and your thoughts. Let's go first to Doug, listening in Chicago. Doug, are you listening to the mic from Madison, Wisconsin tonight?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite stations. So I listen to it on my phone.
Gotcha. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just amazing what we don't know. When you brought up Smedley Butler, it brought back some memories for me because I was studying him for a while. And at that time, I Googled the phrase, and I invite everybody listening to do this, Google the phrase, how many U.S. military interventions have there been? And a site comes up from Evergreen College. And it's just this massive list. I mean, you're hard pressed to find a year where we did not dispatch the military and do some violence to some people. It's amazing. And it doesn't even include, you know, all the like the CIA and, you know, the clandestine things.
Right, the stuff we'll never find out about. You know, it's interesting. I was just talking about the invasion of Canada that was being planned by the FDR administration. This is information that didn't come out until after 2010. So you're talking 80 years after it occurred that we find out about it in our lifetimes. We're never going to find out about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different interventions.
Yes, yes. But when you look at this list, it just reveals this real pathology, this really fucked culture that it just can't be denied. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about the American flag.
You're right, by the way. I pulled this list up. It is exhaustive.
It is exhaustive.
I know. It's crazy. And it's like a very brief explanations of
right. One line. Where the heck is Djibouti? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, I know. And another caller said, made a great point about it being some sham that they've been defensive, defending our country from what, Dominican Republic? And it's just nuts.
Grenada. The threat of Grenada. East Timor apparently was going to be a problem, too.
Yeah, you know about their massive Air Force.
Right.
But,
paper airplanes.
I wanted to also tell you a little bit about the American flag and what I learned. And much of the symbolism of United States. A lot of the founding fathers were... Masons. Masons, right. And Masons draw heavily upon ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
And I love ancient Egypt. I went there and studied, some of the temples and tombs and whatnot. And the red, white, and blue with the stars was taken straight from Egypt. It is not original at all. Those were sacred colors to the ancient Egyptians, as well as... the list goes on. The eagle clutching the arrows that you see on the dollar, that's ancient Egyptian symbol, as well as the Washington Monument. You know, these are all taken, and there's an interesting tour called Egypt on the Potomac that you can sign up for. I think they have a website, too, and they, just briefly show you some of the things. It's very interesting.
Yeah, but there's a lot of creepy symbolism that has been, implicated in the various structures in D.C.
Right, but one of the things that this kind of this weird hypocrisy that goes on, because now Egypt today is occupied by Arab people, but ancient Egypt was very African. I mean, you know, they don't really talk about that a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't talk about it a lot because Western civilization is built, it heavily relies on ancient Egyptian. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of weird that they don't want to, like, since they enslaved Africans, it's kind of weird to, you know, have to give them so much credit. But.
Right. There's a long history of eugenics in this country. It's just now being, coming to the, hopefully it's being unraveled. I'm really hoping so. And, you know, that part of that whole narrative is that black people are somehow inferior, like just genetically inferior to whites. And it would be very, very bad if, somehow this great civilization was influenced by black people if, in fact, they weren't, if they were inferior. So go ahead.
Yeah. Very well said. You know, that inferiority campaign has been, you know, probably one of the most successful campaigns ever in history. But it still persists today. But, you know, that was pretty much it. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of history and, like, kind of, you know.
Interesting call, man. Doug, I do appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for making that call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. According to this list of the U.S. military interventions, Detroit was apparently intervened with the military.
Really?
More than once. 1943, Detroit, Army put down Black Rebellion.
1943, race riot, there it is.
And then 1967, again in Detroit, Army battles African Americans, 43 killed. So you don't think they would use the military on their own people? Well, guess what? They've already done it, and they'll likely do it again. Of course, the military was used in the form of the National Guard to confiscate firearms from people in the New Orleans area after Hurricane Katrina, and that was very recent. So don't just say, oh, well, that was in the past, and, you know, they wouldn't do that anymore. Well, they also fired on their own troops, didn't they? The bonus war? Is that what they called it?
Yeah, the bonus war was when troops from World War I wanted the bonus that they were supposed to get for serving in World War I. They wanted it kind of early. You know, a lot of people were out of work and they were doing very, very badly. And so they went to Washington D.C. and basically camped out on the mall there. And
as a protest.
Yeah, as a protest. And it was MacArthur and Patton were all involved in just, you know, burning these people's tents and driving them out. People were killed. Mm. It was, amazing thing.
Teach them veterans a lesson for trying to get what they think they deserve, huh?
Indeed.
By the way, it's listed here on that list, by the way, that this list of the U.S. interventions. Washington, D.C., 1932. Army stops World War I vet bonus protest.
Yeah, the commanders and leaders of this, you know, just looking here, Douglas MacArthur, Dwight Eisenhower, George Patton, Herbert Hoover. We had one time a couple of years ago, somebody called in and said, Patton didn't do that. And he's listed here. What do I know? I wasn't there.
1920 to 1921, troops invade West Virginia to intervene against mine workers.
Yeah.
You know, these are things they didn't teach me about when I was going to government school.
You know, the easiest thing to point out is the American Indian. I mean, you know, here's the most American of American people, and the United States military was used again and again and again. The list of Native American conflicts here is incredible.
1973, South Dakota, Army directs wounded knee siege of the Lakotas.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Then that was that was relatively recently.
Yep.
The Perrier guy is still in jail over that one.
Virgin Islands, 1989, St. Croix black unrest after a storm, and it goes on. I mean, Los Angeles troops in 1992, Army Marines Detroit against anti-police uprising. So that was the Rodney King riots. Mm-hmm. that were going on there. And so, again, don't think for a moment they wouldn't use the troops against you.
Don't think the troops wouldn't do what they had to do against you.
Yep. And whatever they're told is, of course, what they would have to do, right?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. There's more on the way. Your calls, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, and you can do it toll-free. toll-free if you would like. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And on the website at freetalklive.com, we've got some Bitcoin-related options for you. One of them allows you to actually throw some Bitcoins in the Free Talk Live tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. Once again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. In fact, someone, the most recent contribution to the tip jar was 0.0105651 Bitcoin. So you really can send quite the fraction of a Bitcoin to someone, because that's one of the many features of Bitcoin. It's divisible very, very far down, farther down than you'll probably need to divide it.
I believe it's infinitely divisible, but currently the programming's just, you know, has it down.
Stops it at 6 or 8 or something.
I think it's 8 decimal points. Eight zeros behind the decimal point or whatever it is.
Anyway, Bitcoin's an amazing little product. It's a currency. It's a financial transaction system. It's fully decentralized. It's a non-corporate. It's open source. It's not government-related. In fact, it's
also
totally
the
protected.
It's the highest value currency on the planet.
Yeah, it's actually outpaced silver as far as its value is concerned, and it seems to continue to go up, at least as of recent times, and there's an exciting future for Bitcoin because more and more businesses online are accepting them, but also, I think what we might see eventually is more businesses offline accepting them as well. And what I mean by that is, you know, storefront presences, point of purchase, being able to buy, you know, something at the local Quickie Mart with Bitcoin. It's not that far away, and BitPay actually allows you to have some merchant tools to help you do that.
Yeah, BitPay.com is a company that allows, you know, businesses to be able to accept Bitcoins. Now, Bitcoins have a lot of advantages over, say, credit cards. When you've got a company and you have to deal with charges, chargebacks, well, you know what I mean. Also, the percentage for taking the BitPay charges for transferring Bitcoins to whatever your currency is and depositing them directly into your bank account. For one thing, they're going to do it a lot faster, but they charge less than a credit card charges in a lot of cases too. So if you have a retail establishment, you want to be able to take Bitcoins, BitPay.com is the way to do it.
Yes, indeed. 855-450-FREE. And by the way, we've got a website with a bunch of features on it. The mobile site's one of them. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, all totally free. So m.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Will. He's listening in Wisconsin to the Mic 92.1 in Madison on FM. Hey, Will.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I have heard you mention Smedley Butler. I'd like to bring Abraham Lincoln in it. Abraham Lincoln, in a letter to one of his colonels, was worried more about corporations taking over or destroying the Republic than he was the Civil War. Then you move up to Eisenhower and the military-industrial complex.
Right.
And what we have now, we are completely controlled by the military-industrial complex. That's why we go off to these wars to fight, not for those freedoms that we are led to believe we're fighting for, because when we come back here, we're losing the freedoms that we had. And I'm thinking of a young man that came from Afghanistan and was hit in the head with a canister in California that was doing a peaceful protest.
Mm.
So we're losing those freedoms.
Yeah.
And one point I want to make is about education and how it's becoming militarized, how the military have come in and basically start brainwashing young people at middle school age. And we don't sit and look at it. Our schools are being closed, in Chicago especially. It started a few years ago where they were closed, the public schools, reopen them as military academies. And people sit back and think that that is okay. And I can understand that people are so dependent on the military-industrial complex because that's where they get their bread from, whether it's working at Oshkosh Trucks making the Humvees or whether it's in Janesville, Wisconsin, at Teledyne that make the fuses for bombs. So we've got to realize that we have lost our moral compass in this country. And the only way we'll get it back is for people to come out and stand up against what America is doing in the name of freedom, in which they are denying people all over the world as well as they are here. And that part of that oath they take in the military, that to protect the country, both foreign and domestic. You brought it up early on, and many people expanded on it. They have brought the military in against our own people here in this country. So we've got to wake up. We are on the precipice of fascism.
Wow, I love this guy.
Right, I mean, you know, I'd have jumped in and said anything if I felt it needed to be polished up, but it doesn't.
Yeah, you nailed it, Will. And my show notes here say that you are a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, I did two tours. I was there in 1966, 1969.
Did they force you to go?
No. I joined. I grew up in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. So did you believe that whole thing about, you know, fighting for freedom back then when you joined up?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I did it for economic reasons.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Same reason I think many people do it now.
It's true. They're either doing it for the economic reasons or the, you know, the promise of assistance with college, for instance.
That's an economic reason.
It is an economic reason. And also, you know, the idea, there's still some people that join for the let's go freedom thing. But I don't know if very many people would join up if the, you know, if the pitch was, hey, let's help out Halliburton. I mean, that's just not going to get people going.
They wouldn't. And that's why you don't hear the truth of our war. That's the first thing that goes out the window is truth. When a war begins, they build up to war.
Yeah, the first casualty of war is truth.
People wouldn't go. But when you got young people here, and I go into schools and talk to young people all over about it, and there are many who come up with this idea that it's patriotism, or you owe this to your country. And it's unreal, and they go because their grandfather, they come from a military family, and they believe this. And what happens when the military is allowed in schools, it enforces that idea. And I
sure
believe
does.
In patriotism the same way Samuel Johnson did. It's the last refuge of a scoundrel.
I love you, Will. Thank you for making that call tonight. Great thoughts. Really appreciate it. Well-reasoned and experienced, and you can't contradict it.
Well, you know, and many people have the reasoning when it comes to it, but the articulation's what's important.
And, well, and he's got the expertise as well.
Right,
he was actually in the military. Thanks for the call, Will. Really appreciate your time tonight. 855-450-FREE. I don't think Will can be topped, but we'll keep taking your calls here. You can bring up anything that that you like as well. You don't have to necessarily be on this particular topic. Let's continue. Let's go to, I think this is Amos in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS.
Yeah,
Amos?
Lots of good topics, but I just was listening to one of your commercials, and, you know, with these rising gasoline prices, this crazy gasoline prices, just wanted to mention that here in Appalachia, where there are old oil wells, now I'm talking about old ones usually, they produce what's called drip gas. And sometimes you can take that legally, and it's just coming out of the wellhead on its own. And you can, in some cases, use it in your car. Also, I'd like to hear somebody talk a little bit about biodiesel.
Well, stand by. We can bring you back here in a moment. We can talk more about fuel with Amos and your calls as well. 855-453. More people are going to look at options here as the price of gas continues to rise. It's Free Talk Live.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition. By the way, we do this thing 7 nights a week. So even though the phones are loaded up, you may, you know, I think at this point everybody on the line will get in tonight. But if for some reason we don't get you on, maybe you called in, maybe you call in a little bit too late, that's okay. We've always got another show the next night. And you can always get us online at freetalklive.com. If we're not on your local radio station 7 days a week, feel free to give them a call. And if we are on 1 or 2 days or 5 days, thank them for airing what they do, air Free Talk Live, and ask the program director real nicely to take some more of the show. Because, again, we do this thing every single night, and we do it live. Go to freetalklive.com to learn more.
The fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your bitcoins is BitInstant.com. Now, right now, BitInstant.com's the site is down for some really exciting site revisions that are coming up. BitInstant.com is going to be back in a couple of days, bigger and better than ever, and you're going to see a lot of improvements there at BitInstant.com. I'm excited about the changes that are coming up, and I hope you keep an eye on them. BitInstant.com.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it looks like when it's back, and we'll certainly let you know when it's back. back. In the meantime, we continue with you and your thoughts. Amos is on the line listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. You were talking about alternative forms of ways to, you know, power a vehicle, for instance, and you were just touching on diesel, and, you know, we didn't have enough time to get all your thoughts out. So go ahead.
Right. I guess you probably know this. It's probably going on all over the country, but people that have diesel-powered cars and trucks, or they've done it in this area, they go around and collect cooking oil from restaurants and wherever else, and then you can filter it. And, you know, it's a lot of times the restaurants are wanting to get rid of that stuff anyway.
Yeah, they call it.
Filter it, then put it right into your diesel. You can't put it in a gasoline car.
Right. Biodiesel is
right. Right now, actually, here locally, they're selling it. I mean, there's
right.
enough people that are.
Who's selling it?
Restaurants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's
right.
enough demand now to where they, you know, they can actually sell this stuff.
They're selling old cooking grease in order to you know, put what they call grease mobiles on the air on the road, and I think it's great. There's a, you know, couple of people that go to my Quaker meeting that have these biodiesel things. One thing you got to be very careful of is letting the vehicle sit. You want to get you want to clear out all the grease out of the lines and make sure that's diesel back in it. Switch it back and forth.
Yeah, but a couple other areas I'd just like to throw out for discussion. I can't really add too much to it for maybe somebody to have a comment on one way or in the transportation area. One, a long time ago I heard people becoming phantom cabbies. That is, you take your personal car or other vehicle and you follow, you go like to airports, hotels, places like that where there are a lot of cabs sitting around and say they're not... enough cabs available for the people who want to use them. Well, you just pull up behind the cab and you offer to take somebody somewhere. You just negotiate it with the, you know, the traveler where he wants to go, and you're going around that whole governmental regulation.
I fully support it. Another name for that would be a jitney cab. They're very popular in New York City, where, you know, they're essentially underground cab operations that are full time available to people to utilize. It's just they're entirely illegal because the government has a regulatory structure set up that is very exclusive, very limited as far as who can get government licenses or medallions, as they're called in this particular case. And the jitney cabs, they don't care about that stuff. They're just going to go and give people a ride because that's the right thing to do, is to provide people with the service that they're looking for. And I think people that provide illegal cab service are heroes, and I really appreciate that kind of thing. In fact, you might be interested, Amos, to know about the sidecar thing. We had a guy from Austin call our show a couple days ago during the week and tell us about this sidecar website, which I actually just went to. I hadn't gone to it yet. Side.cr is the website, and basically it's a system that allows people with smartphones, drivers and passengers, to hook up with one another. So that way you don't have to, like, lurk at the airport. You can kind of just sign up for this system, and then whenever a passenger is looking for a ride, you'll find out about it if you were one of the drivers set up in the sidecar system. Now, I don't know more detail about what cities it's working in or how, you know, what the compensation is. It's supposedly for donations and all that, and there's feedback systems and everything, but the Information Society or the Information Revolution is really bringing a new level of structure to the idea of the jitney cab that hasn't existed before, allowing new customers to connect with drivers that they otherwise wouldn't have known about. I think that's pretty amazing, and would recommend those interested take a look. Amos, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it, man.
One more thing.
Yes, sir. Go.
Maybe somebody could call in, and I never hear this discussed much on the radio, but somebody could call in and discuss, and maybe you all could, railroad hoboing. What's going on in that?
If it's railroad hoboing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I presume it's still going on.
I think it would be an interesting way to travel.
Thanks for the call. Okay. It certainly would be interesting, Amos. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Mark, you traveled around the country for a while, but that was in a van, not a railroad.
A friend of mine was looking into railroad hoboing and what it would take these days, and apparently there's a culture of it that still goes on.
So, we continue here with Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys were talking earlier about the old idea, or Will actually called in, which I have to say I agree with everything he said, except the part where he said we almost have a fascist state going on in the United States. Mm-hmm. We're certainly already there. I would actually encourage any of the listeners to check out Lou Rockwell's piece that he did that in 2011 that was called The Fascist Threat. You can find that online. But he basically articulates really well that really what we have been going through in this country really since World War II, but, you know, more recently, especially, is definitely a form of fascism.
Absolutely. Right.
A lot of people don't know what fascism means. They're pretty sure that it's wrapped up with the ideas of racism, and they're bad. Like, that's about what they've got as far as fascism goes.
Yeah. Actually, there's a. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to read a piece, a portion of Rockwell's paper. So just a quick paragraph where he summarizes what his version of fascism is.
Okay, keep it
really
keep it quick. Yeah. Sure.
Basically, it's just, his quote is: "Fascism is a system of government that cartelizes the private sector, centrally plans the economy to subsidize producers, exalts the police state as the source of order, denies fundamental rights and liberties to individuals, and makes the executive state the unlimited master of society."
Yeah, I mean, we're there.
That sounds right to me.
We're there all in, no doubt about it. And good call tonight, Mike. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Derek is in Somerville, South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I think the Federal Reserve was on my mind. I wanted to go on a little rant about that, but I think you guys are pretty well in tune on how that's a big scam. So I think I'll just go to something a little bit more science-based. I like to talk about how environment is the basis for human behavior, and people really need to realize this, and I think it's a really, really important point. We, as human beings, have lived in an environment of scarcity for the longest period of time, and I would argue that that is the cause, if not the main cause, for most of humanity's aberrant or, you know, bad behavior, things that we would consider societally unacceptable. It's this mechanism of scarcity of resources that don't let us have a comfortable standard of living that bring about these behaviors, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So the issue then becomes, how do you stop this mechanism from scarcity, of scarcity, from imposing its will on the population? You look at poor pockets of society, you see lots of crime. You could argue most, if not all, crime is economically based and comes from people that are deprived in some way, deprived from some sort of human need. So how do you get rid of this mechanism of scarcity that seems to be driving all this bad behavior that we see across society? And I would argue that we use the only real institution that we have as a society, and I would argue that that institution is technology. Technology and human ingenuity and science is the only real institution that exists. We have all kinds of institutions that run our lives. We have religion, we have politics, we have, you know, all kinds of cultural baggage that we learn as we grow up in society that doesn't really apply and that needs to be overcome.
Derek, stand by if you want to continue your thoughts here in moments. We can do that. I definitely see where you're going here. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program here. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Alternately, you can connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. If you haven't yet done so and you are on Skype, you can just send us a request, send us a contact request. It will be accepted. And then at that point, all you have to do is just connect to us, and we'll answer the call and put you on the air at some point. So once again, lrn.fm on Skype. Also toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. Derek was on the line with us, and Derek, you were making some points, and we kind of had to interrupt you for the break there, so go ahead.
Sure. Technology is what's going to save us, okay, from this financial collapse, from the wars that we see in the world, poverty, hunger, sickness.
I agree.
Whatever we consider to be bad things that happen in the world, technology is our savior. It's human divinity if I were to make such a bold statement.
I think you're spot on. I think that
it needs to be coupled with, I largely agree, I think it needs to be coupled with some understanding of human rights and the ideas of human freedom.
Absolutely. What we have right now is a value system disorder in society, okay? We have a society that rewards, not, I don't want to say selfishness, but the individuality of our society and the self-interest mechanism that is prevalent within our free market economy and really all monetary systems, communism, fascism, capitalism, doesn't matter what ism you throw out there, they're all the lifeblood of all of our institutions from the beginning of the first empire until now is monetary and financially based. And it's this mechanism of self-interest getting as much as you can, this profit mechanism that will destroy the human race. The world's only getting smaller. We need to get rid of competition in favor of collaboration. We need to quit worrying about a communist super robot dictatorship. And just
well, I don't know if you can ever get rid of competition. I'm going to disagree with you at this point. I don't think that you can get rid of competition because there are good things that come from competition. I know that the idea is, well, if everybody would just work together on something, then, you know, it would be better. But I think that in some cases, if you've got people going in different directions and
that's how you get innovation.
Competing for something, yeah, you get more innovation that way because people are trying to top one another.
That's interesting because when you have a competitive environment, I see where you can get to where that train of thought comes in. But there's also something called planned obsolescence that exists within the competitive free market structure that we exist in now.
Sure.
Which makes it to where a company that puts out a product, just say like a car company, for example, they're planned to be obsolete. They are literally built efficient. And it lowers quality so they can put it in their price structure so they can compete with their costs of their competitors. So there's automatically built-in inefficiencies. Why not just take the smartest minds of car building, for example, build the best possible car known to mankind, and build enough for everyone? The question is not how much something costs.
Because it doesn't end up panning out like that.
Because up to this point, central planning hasn't worked. Now, maybe if we can make some giant Marxist computer in the sky that's going to fix all of our problems, then
not a giant Marxist computer in the sky. You just take the carrying capacity of the Earth, you measure the world's resources, and you say, okay, just like a plot of land. What are the resources on it?
But the values matter. It, like, you know, somebody's going to say, I need this resource or I need that resource, and you're going to have to say currently in this system based on lack that you were addressing, and I agree with you, that, you know, well, we don't have enough for this or enough for that. There's not enough.
The key is technology. We can create abundance.
We can at some point in the future, but we can't do it today.
Why though?
Because currently 3D printers.
We have a profit structure that you cannot make a profit unless you have scarcity. You can't have abundance in a free market economy.
That's not true. First of all, you're throwing all this stuff out there. It's too bad, because I agreed with the stuff about technology being, you know, our savior. I think that technology absolutely is bringing information. You mentioned freedom, Mark, is really important. Technology is what is allowing us to bring the ideas of freedom to more people now, more so than ever.
Technology is the only thing that improves our lives.
But to just go there and, you know, to just say that, you know, that technology, I'm sorry, I spaced on what it was that you were saying.
Just let him plug the Venus. Just let him. Just plug the Venus.
It does sound like a Venus Project call, doesn't
it? Just plug the Venus Project and let's go to the next guy.
Are you a Venus Project person?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think they go. They have a lot of really good ideas, but there's no utopia. There's no end.
Oh yeah, I know what you said. It was something about how, you know, you can't make a profit without
Scarcity.
Not true. That's not true.
That's
on its face not true, because look at what happens when somebody releases a product online. There's no scarcity online because online products can be copied infinitely.
Well, it's a diamond mine. They burn, they find an excess of diamonds, they burn them off to keep the cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
But
there's cartelizing in the area of diamonds, no doubt.
Right. But that doesn't bringing up diamond mines doesn't dispute the fact that you can make a profit without scarcity. The internet proves it.
No. You can make a profit without scarcity. What I'm saying is that abundance is the enemy of profit, and scarcity is profit's best friend.
Thanks for the call tonight, Derek. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. The world is pretty abundant today. There's a lot of food out there. It's just that unfortunately there are certain places in the world where governments stand in the way of allowing their people to, you know, feed themselves and create abundance for themselves.
He was talking about planned obsolescence, and I'd like to compare the cars of the American cars of the 1970s and the 1980s to cars today. The American cars have really caught up. They're competing on a global scale as far as quality in the area of technology and longevity with all the other car manufacturers out there. You know, it is, to some extent, I get how people see planned obsolescence in hard goods, and I tend to agree in some areas. areas. But let's take a look at how the American car industry has stepped up, and they have made a significantly better product than they did in 1981. And this just shows how the marketplace is going to try to make a better product as time goes by.
Yeah, there's a lot more that I would like to say about that, but I want to get your calls on. So let's go instead to Bert, listening in Madison. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're tuned to the mic 92.1 WXXM.
Well, I'm going to agree with the previous guy about this. Certainly a lot of bad things about competition, but that's not why I called. It's the bonus army. The World War II soldiers were promised a bonus. The Depression came. They were desperate for the money,
yep.
And they marched on Washington. Hoover told MacArthur to keep the army within a certain distance, and anyway, not to exceed certain parameters. MacArthur ignored what the President Hoover had told him, went in and destroyed their camp and burned them down, and basically chased them out of Washington, D.C. That was the bonus army.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Djibouti, it's any more than it's Django Unchained. It's Django Unchained, and it's Djibouti. It's a small,
Djibouti, okay.
A small piece of land or country, whatever, opposite Yemen at the mouth of the Red Sea. And it was a French colony, and it may still be. They supposedly had independence, but I think even after independence, you have members of the French Foreign Legion units stationed there.
This is how Americans learn. This is how Americans learn geography, by attacking by their government attacking places.
Yeah. Well, Somalia has a five-pointed star in their flag, and the Somalis claim that the five stars are British Somaliland, Italian Somaliland, parts of Kenya, parts of Ethiopia, and Djibouti as part of the Somali homeland.
Good information, Bert. Thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I think the competition conversation is interesting to have. You know, going back to what our previous caller said about, everyone should just cooperate. Let's get the best minds and make the best car ever.
With everybody all the time.
Right. The thing is, not everyone agrees. Some engineers believe a certain thing about one way as being the best way to make a car. Other engineers believe a different thing. And you put all those guys in one room, they're not going to be able to get along or agree and on the same vision for that car. In the same way, why don't we just go ahead and cooperate with all the other radio talk shows out there and form the best radio talk show that everyone could listen to? I mean, that's so ridiculous.
I mean, you know, I can't say that I've never sat on this show and thought to myself, I just need to do a different show with a different person.
Let's go to Zach. He's in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNYY.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, but we're short on time, so go quick.
Okay, I was wondering if you think that Walter White's move to New Hampshire that is shown in the flash forward at the beginning of Season 5, Episode 1, has anything to do with him moving to be part of the Free State Project, or if he's just fleeing the wrath of his brother-in-law.
You're talking about the excellent television series Breaking Bad. For those that haven't taken the time to watch this series, highly recommended. It's all about methamphetamine manufacturing and all the fun things that transpire around the war on drugs. Great show. Looking forward to its return this summer. And Zach, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, if we didn't get you in, I apologize. Busy night on the phones here. But Mark is here tomorrow night with the live Sunday edition with Stephanie and Brian, and they will be happy to take your calls at that time. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8000. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.